With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Religious Broadcasters is strongly condemning what it calls the premeditated attack on City's Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's where radical protesters stormed the sanctuary and terrorized worshipers during a Sunday service.
President and CEO Troy Miller has issued a statement saying in part, quote, "This outrageous assault on a house of God is a wake-up call for every American who values freedom. Christians are under siege as the most persecuted religious group in our nation, facing escalating hostility from those who seek to silence our faith. These protesters didn't just interrupt a service, they desecrated a sacred sanctuary, frightened families, harassed innocent believers, and directly challenged our constitutional right to worship without fear or coercion. Targeting a church over a pastor's bivocational role is bigotry and a blatant attack on religious liberty. The American church must rise up, unite, and fight back to defend our God-given rights," unquote. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump is bringing whole milk back to school food programs.
Whole milk is coming back to school cafeterias after President Trump signed a bill overturning Obama-era limits.
We will ensure that millions of school-aged children have access to high-quality milk as we make America healthy again.
The president joked with reporters as he gestured to a glass jug of whole milk sitting on the Resolute desk.
And that report from Donna Warder. What sounds like President Trump narrating a Fannie Mae ad is actually AI.
The ad comes as the Trump administration is making a big push to make housing affordable. And the president plans to talk about housing during his appearance at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this week. First Lady Melania Trump recently employed AI tech firm 11 Labs to help voice the audio version of her memoir. It's not known who cloned President Trump's voice for the Fannie Mae ad. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. The annual March for Life takes place this week.
Hundreds of thousands of people from all across the nation are expected in Washington, D.C. on Friday for the event. It commemorates the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion in all 50 states. And despite the fact that Roe v. Wade has now been overturned, the march goes on. Organizers say, quote, "The necessary work to build a culture of life in the U.S. is not finished. The goal of the march is ultimately to make abortion unthinkable." Michael Harrington reporting.
The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025. That's according to a year-end report from Luminate. It's a new single-year record, up 9.6% from 2024. Streams of new music, songs released in the last 18 months, were slightly down from the same time the previous year. Christian and gospel music defied that trend, however. The uptick in those genres was led by acts such as Forrest Frank and Brandon Lake and Elevation Worship. This is SRN News. Regime-mandated control of the airwaves proved to be no match for a group of hackers in Iran. As Charles Ledesma reports, they found a way to disrupt Iranian television and air footage supporting the exiled Crown Prince.
The hackers' video, aired Sunday night in Iran, contained two clips of exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, then included footage of security forces and others in what appeared to be Iranian police uniforms, who claimed others had laid down their weapons and swore an oath of allegiance to the people. The semi-official Fars News Agency quoted a statement from the state broadcaster acknowledging that the signal in some areas of the country was momentarily disrupted by an unknown source. The move comes as the death toll in a crackdown by authorities reached at least 3,900 people killed. Activists say they fear the number will grow far higher as information leaks out of the country. I'm Charles Stilesma.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.